what his,
Yeah, I heard that Jake.
Okay, I would like to call the Finance Committee Monday, January 4th to order. The first item on the agenda is to approve the minutes of the November 2nd meeting.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. The next agenda item, is there anyone here to make any public comments? Seeing none, we'll move into the next item, number four. Approval of a resolution declaring the intention of the town to reimburse itself with the proceeds of certain obligations. Marcy, can you walk us through that?
Yes, sir. This resolution ensures that eligible monies spent in advance of the general obligation borrowing can be reimbursed with the proceeds from that borrowing. This resolution is not required, however, it does provide the town the ability to begin on stormwater projects when they're ready, regardless if we've done the borrowing. The current financing schedule has the town's general obligation bonds closing on March 9th.
Okay, so we need an approval of this resolution. Any discussion, or do we have a motion?
I make a motion that we approve.
Okay, we have a motion, a second?
I'll second, but
Okay.
Can you explain that again?
I can, because I read through it.
So we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Ms. Landing?
Thank you, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. So I read through the resolution pretty in detail. Basically, what this is saying is we know we're going to issue a little over $10 million worth of bonds, and that takes a little bit of time with the underwriting firm and so forth, and so they wouldn't actually be issued until at least March. But we are ready to go. We have permitting basically ready, and we want to go ahead and get started on Old Village Drainage. Isn't that the right project? Yeah.
Yes,
so Royal and Edwards, which one are we starting on first?
Royal.
Royal, that's what I thought. And so we'll be able to do the preliminary steps that are ready to go now rather than having to wait till after March. And at this point, the sooner the better. So I'm very happy. So basically, because we have a good solid general fund, we're going to short-term borrow from the general fund, and then when the bond is issued, we'll reimburse the general fund with that money.
Thank you.
Any other comments? Okay, we do have a motion and a second. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, it's approved. Item five, approval of an ordinance to provide for the issuance and sale of not exceeding $10,050,000 aggregate principal amount of general obligation bonds. I think, Ms. Landing, you'll also see that we'll be talking about speed of spending in this discussion item too. Marcy, do you want to give us the details?
Yes, sir. So this is an ordinance for a general obligation bond issued in the amount not to exceed $10,050,000 for 10 years. The bond will be to issue funds, one, to defray the cost of acquiring, improving, constructing, reconstructing, and equipping of stormwater system and drainage improvements, facilities, and infrastructure, and other improvements, infrastructure, and property. And so it's broad enough, but also to defray the cost of issuance of bonds. It's anticipated that the debt service payments for this issuance will align with the debt mill that the town council approved in the fall to support stormwater projects. The first project that these funds will be directed towards is the Royal Avenue Basin. There also will be sufficient proceeds to meet the required match if the town is awarded the federal grant funding for Edwards Park Basin stormwater project. What I was going to say earlier, it's broad enough that we can do other projects as well, not just the Royal Avenue. An RFP will be issued to banks with an opening date in February and anticipated closing on March 9th. The amount and length of this borrowing makes it favorable to issue a bank-placed general obligation bond instead of a public market general obligation bond due to the greatly reduced cost of issuance.
Mr. Chairman.
Ms. Landing?
Unfortunately, I think I have to recuse myself on this vote because of the fact that there's always the possibility my firm could be involved. I don't know that they are, I'm just not supposed to vote on things like this.
Okay.
I don't think we...
Mr. Rambo?
Would that leave us without a quorum to be able to vote on this?
No, I think the two of us can move forward with this.
Motion to approve.
Okay, second. Any comments? I'd like to make a couple, if I can. I mentioned at the previous meeting, Mr. Chapman's Bids and Purchases Committee meeting, about having an interest rate of I think it was 0.85 for our lease purchase. And although we don't know the interest rate yet of this bond, it's going to be really good. And again, I just want to point that out, because money goes a lot farther when that interest rate is lower. And that is such a big help to us. So I wanted to just say that we thought that was good. The other thing I want to mention that really kind of doesn't matter, but I think it does. Would you like to introduce the gentleman from Pope? Because forever, for a long time, you know, we've had a different bond council. And I think it's good that the town opens business to as many people, qualified people that we can. And their firm is great. And you also went a little bit fast in talking about how this will save us time and things like that. So since we really have some time, if you can introduce the gentleman and if we have any further explanations, we can move forward. But we anticipate this to be pretty good for us.
Yes, sir. We decided to use Pope Flynn as our bond counsel. And this is Mr. Gary Pope. He's one of the partners with Pope Flynn, and he'll be, him and Lawrence Flynn, the other partner, will be handling our work this time.
Just thank you very much for the opportunity. We very much look forward to it. We work with a number of cities, universities. I understand you're a professor at Clemson. I'm Clemson.
Oh, my goodness. That's a stretch, but I guess technically I am.
we work all over the state and always look forward to working with really accomplished personnel like Marcy and Eric, and we're just thankful for the opportunity.
Thank you. And again, I think it's good when we spread business around. It's good for everyone.
Rourke, I'm sorry, you did mention about the other piece, which is when you look at general obligation bonds, you can go into the public market, but you can also do bank placed. And we decided anytime you're doing 10 to 15 million or less, that it's an opportunity to do bank placed. So an RFP will be issued to banks. On the upside, the reason of doing bank placed is, one, you have opportunities for local banks to bid on it. You also have a very greatly reduced issuance cost. You don't have to do your preliminary and your official statements. You don't have to go out and pay rating agencies to be reevaluated. It goes off your last ratings, which are updated annually. So we determined doing the analysis of going both ways that it would be most beneficial to the town to go bank placed on this one.
Yeah, that's good. It'll save us time. It'll save us money. And it's all good. I'm excited about this. And more than anything is we placed the capital income in place to be able to pay these back without anything else. So that's good. All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so that will go to council on Tuesday night. Okay, the next item is consideration to grant water line easement to Mount Pleasant Water Works at the Thomasina Stokes Marshall Senior Services Center.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Mr. Brad Morrison, Transportation...
Okay, thank you, Brad.
EDS Director will handle.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, committee members. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
This request is somewhat perfunctory. It's related to required improvements that the hospital was obligated through their approvals many years ago, actually, when a certain amount of square footage for a medical office came on board, which in this case was the Southeastern Spine Institute. So part of that work was utility upgrades to the campus, And one of those upgrades is a waterline crossing the senior center's back parking lot. So this is a grant of easement. This will have to go through council with two readings eventually. Mr. Pagliarini is in the process of finalizing any edits to the grant document as well as the exhibit. So it's a request for this waterline easement, and of course, the town will protect itself as far as making sure the document represents any repairs and such will be on Waterworks to do. So that's the request before you, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, is there any questions for Mr. Morrison? Okay, thank you very much.
Motion to approve.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
A second? All right. A motion to consider the waterline easement to Mount Pleasant Waterworks. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, unanimous. Next item, adjournment. Good meeting, finance.
Thank you.